Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's, oh my goodness, can't miss that. Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 10th day of October 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for the climate basin, cooling right on down. I mean, this has been awful cold. I mean, but like I said, you don't know what button they're going to push next. Look at that hurricane that's coming up through Florida right now and then going into Georgia, Category 4. Yeah, I think it's all set up. That's what I'm going to tell you. Anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about gun-free zones as soon as we return.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. You know, I was talking yesterday, just before I came upstairs, I was seething. I watched that footage of those the Antifa, you know, the communists, the Trotskyites as opposed to the Stalinites as opposed to the Leninites, they're all goddamn communists. But, I was talking about a gun-free zone, and I'm going, what the fuck are they talking about? There ain't no such place in Oregon as a gun-free zone. I can carry a goddamn gun here anywhere. And not to mention, it says open carry, and fuck that too, because the Bill of Rights says I can carry it concealed, I can carry it any way I want to, and that is the supreme law of this goddamn land. But I looked it up, and sure as shooting, it says here, if you are in a place like Portland or Oregon City that restricts loaded carry by people who do not have concealed handgun licenses, you may not have a loaded firearm in your vehicle. Furthermore, if it is a handgun, it must be carried openly or not readily accessible. That means if you have a trunk, it must be in your trunk. You know, what this is corporate policy. That's all it the fuck it is. It is unenforceable. It is not. You know, we have a right to live under the law. This is, like I said, through the inner, since the takeover of 1868, you know, when they turned us, they said that you are now, we now the master, or we're now the master, you now the servant, okay? And they just started writing shit down and completely dismissing the goddamn Bill of Rights. You know, when the Constitution was ratified, this is how it happened. They wrote the Constitution down, right? And it had to go through a ratification process. That means it went to each state. This is the true Constitution, by the way. Because it, and to change that, oh, we'll get into that in a little bit here in a second. But it went to each state, and each state that was in the Union at the time agreed. They ratified it. They said, this is the law of the land. This is the law of this every state in this goddamn Union. And the states that came in after the ratification, as they chartered into it, of course, I mean, they agreed when they chartered into as a state, that's the law of the land. That is the absolute law of the land. And now, I mean, we're watching this shit. Like down in California, though, you know, the, thousands and thousands of these bullshit laws that are absolutely illegal. I mean, we have, I mean, I want to stand here. I want to talk to one of these pricks. I want to, you know, just any one of them that are, you know, that, you know, we need to restrict for safety and all this shit. I don't want to care about your safety. I want you to answer me this. Now, the second article to my Bill of Rights says a well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Is this infringement? Well, hell yes, it's infringement. Infringement is to fuck with it. Now, you can't touch it. You're not even supposed to be talking about it.
I'm against open carry.
Me too. Like that's,
I shouldn't have to sit there and display my weapon for somebody to sit there and smack me in the back of the head and take my pistol when I'm standing in a checkout line. I should be able to conceal, whether it's a fucking pocket knife, a crescent wrench, a samurai sword, or an AK-47 without being fucked with or being questioned and asking goddamn permission.
Well, absolutely correct, brother. And the bottom line is, that pistol in your pocket, man, that's a surprise. You know, that's the surprise of the whole thing. Like I told you, I was talking to one of my life brothers. I haven't seen him in many, 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 many years, but, you know, we get a hold of each other. He actually found me. He was sitting in a goddamn restaurant eating with another friend of his, and he goes, check out this crazy son of a bitch, because he had his computer open. And he turned it around, and he goes, I know that crazy son of a bitch. I grew up with him. But anyway, he said down there, everybody, you know, has a pistol. But that is what it's supposed to be across this land. What I'm talking about here is when, you know, you have somebody that comes up that, you know, says this, you know, it writes this bullshit down on a piece of paper. And you, that's why they've limited it to public comment. It ain't like they're putting things for even people to vote on it. You can comment on it because you're just a goddamn piece of property. You're worthy of nothing more than a comment. But I mean, just stand there with the Bill of Rights in your hand. I just one time, one of these pricks in this, even like up here in the Oregon legislature, I want to stand there and say, I'm going to read this to you. You do understand the English language. We can agree on that. Yes. Okay. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Isn't this infringement? What do I now define infringe for them? That means to tamper with it. Where do you get the authority that you think that you can enforce this upon an American national? Well, we're the state. We're the state of Oregon. The state of Oregon. Yeah, we have rights too, really? Well, then I would read him. I say the ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that is, the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And the tenth article says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. Isn't this a prohibition of a violation of the second article to the state? Isn't that what that means? You're all a whole fucking, but you're supposed to be the learned people. Every fucking one of you is a lawyer that's a second generation American, admittedly, but a lawyer nonetheless. Is this what they're teaching you in law school? I'm going to hold up. Are you saying this is not the goddamn law? That Bill of Rights. That's what people need to start doing. They need to start bringing copies of the Bill of Rights in the articles as it is. It belongs to the people. And says, is this the law? Because what this you're doing here, this is not the law. I mean, this is it. every day, I mean, there's a lot of bills in right now in the Oregon legislature, Washington legislature, California legislature. They're coming up, and you know, they've completely pushed people back away from the system. And I think that's why this thing like with Ted Cruz and this Ricin and you know, they attacked, you know, going after the whatever Huckabee bitch at the Pancake House or what. I think that's why they've done this. Because they're talking about making it so that the public cannot get close to the goddamn ruling elite, their rulers. Because, I mean, this should have been going on for a long fucking time, really. I mean, back when they first proposed the first goddamn gun-free zone. I don't give a shit where you say it is. They say, the schools. I used to take my gun to school. I had a rifle in the rack of my pickup. And a goddamn 44 Magnum under the seat of my pickup. And if I wanted to take down my stock, you know, and strip it and redo it and make it real nice or something, I go to the office there and tell them, you know, I'm bringing my gun down here. They said they appreciated if I keep it locked in my locker until I took it down to the goddamn, shop class to go to work on it. And at the shop class, the shop teacher, he had a place, he would say, he'd lock your gun away just so nobody steal it from you. This is the different, I mean, does freedom somehow diminish when it's written as absolute fact? How can it be diminished? What we're talking about here, people, is regulation. We've talked about it before. How do you regulate a man? You regulate the land upon which he stands. How did the Forest Service get control of our public lands to the point they're selling to fucking foreign countries? They did that through, first you come to protect. You're always there to protect because you gotta act under that general welfare clause. It's for you. It's for the children. It's for the people, is to protect. That's what you hired us for. To protect your goddamn rights. And if we protect those rights, we got to regulate things that could go against those rights. And then it turns around when they conjure up this power through acts. But when they're not writing legislation in the corporate what they call the Congress is nothing more than a corporate gathering. It's a corporate board. It's a corporate body. They're not writing legislation because they can't. They cannot write legislation. They could write legislation that says the second article means by God what it says. They can write that and sign it. But beyond that, what do you really got? You got a corporation operating, and what is this? Their so-called Supreme Court? Well, that's their law firm, okay? Because what's going to be enacted upon you, they cannot lawfully act upon you. You're holding in your hand the supreme law of this fucking land. This is your Bill of Rights, and it belongs to each and every American as an individual. And you can hold up piece after piece of their regulations, because that's what they're writing. Regulations. Regulations are not law. What does the fifth article say? No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime, except unless on a presentment of indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land and naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to twice beaten in jeopardy of life and limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of, what's that last word there? The law. They're telling you straight up in this corporate government that what they're writing is not law. These are regulations. We've made new, like down in California, you can't fucking regulate. I mean, I found another glitch here. Is that law or regulation? It says right here, it has to be by process of law. That is not law. That is your regulation. That's something you wrote down on a fucking piece of paper with zero authority to do it in an attempt to usurp the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights is so unique because, like I said, when the Constitution was ratified, it was passed around from state to state to state to state, and they agreed on it. Same, and it was an important fucking piece of paper, man. Little United, biggest states of these America's Constitution. It was goddamn, that was fucking it. This is America. This is the base fucking law for America. And when that Bill of Rights, see the Bill of Rights, when it went as a single document. Go ahead, brother.
Don't forget the phony statutes that vary from state to state.
Exactly, brother. It's all bullshit. But what I'm saying here is when that the only the document that is the Bill of Rights, it went from state to state to state. It was absolutely everything that fucking Constitution was and more, because it was from the people. It was from the authority. We weren't talking about authority we were granting. We were talking about acts we were forbidding. About how we were, how you were going to serve us, you are going to be under us, you are going to be, you're our bitches, you got it? That's what the Bill of Rights says. And it was ratified just like the rest of these, went all the way around the circle, and then it ain't like they had no choice but to adopt it to the Constitution. But you know, like I said, the way it was written with the ninth article, it was made as a body of law, it was the common law for the people. I was thinking, you know, because we talked about it yesterday, this is a corporation. I got to keep that in my fucking mind. This is not a state. It's nothing else. It's an international corporation. It's like, Walmart. It's an international fucking corporation. That's all in the fuck this is. That is, I mean, has unions with people coming, pointing guns, making us follow their policies that violate our rights.
I heard a podcast the other day is that these countries are not countries anymore. They're corporations. When you talk about Spain or England, or they're corporations, they're not countries.
And that's right. And it's not law. It is policy. It is private policy. That's what we talk about, the Roman civil law. But the fifth article guarantees process of law. Right there, that right there, law. Are you writing law, mister? Are you writing a law that says that the second article is not the law? This second article here, see this thing you're writing down here, you and 15 your buddies are going to go in the back fucking room there, tongue each other, and sign your fucking name to it, and you're going to come out and you're going to tell me that, now that's law, but this second article that went clear around this fucking country was ratified by every state and is the power of the people. You're going to say, well, we just wrote this down so that don't count no more. Is that how it works? There is no such thing in this country as a gun-free zone. There is no fucking place in this country you cannot carry a gun. They have no, we've talked about it before. They have never had any authority to even talk about your rights. The only talk they were to have about your rights is how can we protect them? And that was what it was really all about. I mean, that's how they sold it to us. They said, you know, goddamn, a foreign country, France might come in here. We've already fought them once. Or Britain might come back like they did in 1812 and fight them out of here again. Why? That's why we need this strong central hub. I mean, it was supposed to, I mean, the people were smart enough to know what a fucking central government with power would rule you. You would become a subject. You would not be a free man with free man's rights to own property, to own yourself, or to even have your own thoughts. But I've had this quite a while. It's kind of yellowed, and it's on a heavy piece of paper. This one I use all the time here. But I hold this in my fucking hand. You know what? If you are in a place like Portland, Oregon, or Oregon City that restricts, see, they're restricting. How are you restricting that? Well, we wrote a policy. Really? You're fucking, you think that a goddamn policy a charter under a charter that can violate the main body of the main charter, even in contractual law and in absolute goddamn the law of the Bill of Rights. Hell no, it can't. In what fucking world are you? I mean, they have gone so far off the reservation. It's like the shit they're doing down in California. Yeah, right. Well, you know, you can only have 10 rounds in your gun, and you gotta take the trigger off. I mean, all this goofy shit. I'm gonna carry a gun that ain't loaded. You know what? If down in Klamath Falls, I don't know if you guys watched those videos out of Portland the other day. where they, you know, the guy, the woman blocks the guy's fucking car, right? And then the guy, he's got his window down. He's rolling, trying to roll his window up because this guy's coming at him with a goddamn fucking baton. Right down here in Klamath Falls, Oregon. And somebody did that to me. I pick up my pistol. I go, boom, right in the goddamn chest. That's self-defense. You do not do that to me. You do not. No fucking way. You come at me with a fucking weapon. I don't even know who in the fuck you are. You're dead. There's gonna be a hole coming in. I'll blow that fucking 44. Will blow you 10 feet back. You'll be laying there in a puddle of fucking blood, dead before you hit the ground. But I drive over here to another town in Oregon. This is what I'm talking about. The way they're doing this shit, just like they did in Australia, or they're down into California, and all of a sudden the goddamn rules change. The Bill of Rights is the fucking base for all the authority. It can't change. It can't be changed. It forbids it. So what I'm wondering is when they're, you know, writing these ordinances and what might have you, I mean, people need to be taken the goddamn thing in there and goes, this is what this reads. Now, are you telling me you have the authority to usurp this? That your authority is higher than this? I hold it up in your hands, is higher than this bill, my Bill of Rights here? Ratified by every state in the union. I think I get the date again. In 1891. December 5th, I believe, 1891. Are you saying that you have the authority to trump this? That you have an authority to violate this? Are you telling me that? That's what people need to do at these guys. I mean, that's what people need to start throwing it in their fucking face. That, and you got to start enforcing the son of a bitch. Because holding that in your hand, I mean, you can sit right there, okay, you know very goddamn good and well that your common law courts have been removed. I think it was in Florida where they're passing a law. I mean, in several states, they've already done it, where you don't even elect a sheriff anymore. I mean, it was at the point where you elected a sheriff, but the sheriff went down and he swore into the county policies, the state policies, and the federal policies. I will enforce the law. It's not law. It can't be. The only law there can be for us is in the common law court. And that's where the fucking sheriff's a fraud. He's just another corporate enforcer. Because I promise you, the sheriff, the coroner, or a constable, he stands in front of he goes into the common law court in front of the common law judge that has been elected. And I don't know who swears that son of a bitch in. To be quite honest, we'd be the last judge, no doubt, would have to do it. Or else it would have to be, I don't know, a gathering of the people. He'd have to just swear. I don't know, because that is the roots. But he holds up his hand, and when a sheriff becomes a sheriff, he becomes this, and only this, and this is the only law that was allowed to be in our world. He becomes the server of he serves the papers of the court. I mean, you can serve them yourself, or the sheriff will serve them, but if you move that court, and there has to be notification, and it's with a hostile party that you are dealing with, and you say, Sheriff, I need you to go serve these papers. I have to ask the court to serve. I could hire a private server, I suppose. But the sheriff, that is his duty, is to serve the papers of the court. If there's a summons to bring you to court, that's the sheriff that brings it to you. That's his job. That's his only fucking job. Except at the papers of the court. And if there's an order that comes out of the common law court, and you ask that the sheriff enforce that order. I mean, you might be there at the litigation. He just goes, fuck you. I ain't doing it. Well, I just got a common law judgment against you. We just had a jury trial here of our peers, and they found for me, fuck you, I ain't doing it. Really? Okay, I'm going to have to call on the sheriff then to assist in this. Because that's all he can do is assist, because he's working on your authority. The sheriff comes over and he goes, yeah, that crazy son of a bitch, man. He's out there. He'll probably shoot at me. And, you know, he's liable to kill somebody going out there. Better get the posse together. Better get the town militia together. And they go out there and they take the order of that court is fucking obeyed, or somebody dies. And if they have to blow the fucking building up, they die. Because the order of that court is the highest order in this goddamn land, period. Even the Supreme Court under the little United Big States of these Americas is inferior to the common law court, because the common law court is the authority of the people. The Supreme Court of the United States is within the authority of the government, which is a tiny bit of authority granted by the people. Our courts are the supreme courts of this fucking land, and the jury is the supreme decider of law. That is, we the people. But still, we have it. Still, we have these. NDAA. Section 1021, 1022. Arrest, military arrest. Let's see, that would probably be covered under 3. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in the manner to be prescribed. You sure as hell ain't going to come in and arrest me, because the only way I can be arrested is through a due process of law, which requires an American national to go to a common law court and get an arrest warrant for me through 2 affidavits of support. We're looking at that. Held indefinitely without trial. I think the right to a speedy trial is in here somewhere. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Now, which is it? The NDAA section 1021 and 1022 of the corporate United States of America? Or is it the 6th article of the People's Bill of Rights? Which is the controlling law here? These are the questions you got to start asking people. These people don't want to argue with you. You want, how serious is this? I'll show you how goddamn serious it is. Here's a copy of the NDAA. Read it. And you read sections 1021, 1022, you'll even find out that the government can execute and what anybody they deem. You know, this is not through any due process of the law. You know, they're talking a whole lot about that. And you're seeing all these little things where they're getting cops and stuff, because I think that they fuck this thing. Like I said, they painted themselves right into a corner. They got the brush right up against their shoes. And there will reach a point to where it's going to be fucking go for it. Man, goddamn, look where it is. It's all happening too soon. But it's in all the wrong ways. It was all supposed to happen real soon, only we were supposed to just bend over and they were supposed to have already had us cowed. I've talked about this before. I can see the communists reporting to their higher ups in the international communist cabal. And they're saying, and they're probably giving a presentation, sitting there. They got the board and they got the goddamn projector up there. And they're showing pictures of fucking assholes walking around with their pants hanging down around their knees. With, wiped out on dope, the fucking filth that they have created through the public fool system. And episode of episode, and then showing people just allowing themselves to be beaten down and punked and begging the officers not to beat them, sicking the dogs on them and laughing about it, showing them, we got away with all this. We can take these guys. They're nothing. It's time to move. So they make it so they go to the think tanks, and using this information, which is not quite the whole story, they made a big bunch of calculations, and they put those calculations into action. And when they went to go, there was a handful of them. I mean, this is what makes up that lousy 25% that's fucking it for all of us. They found them all right, but they found out, you didn't tell us about these guys over here. Their pants are all pulled up. They're wearing clean clothes, and it looks like their rifles are pretty fucking clean too. And it looks like they're pissed. Looks like they're not going to go for this shit. Don't look like they're laying down and dying. Looks like they'll shoot your ass. What the hell's going on? We have miscommunication here. We're going to have to go back and look at this. We'll go into this a little further when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. That was Payback's a Bitch by Blackberry Smoke. And getting back into this, you know, when was the last time? I mean, you know, we the Ron Paul, you know, gonna save your ass, Rand Paul. When was the last time that someone that was actually a servant of the people, a true servant of the people, raised his hand, took that oath, and swore it, and stood there and held that, you know, held that Bill of Rights up and says, this is the Bill of Rights. This ratified. It's, I mean, just like the Constitution, it went all the way around this country. This is the fucking law. Okay, guys, you're getting ready to violate the whole Marianne. I mean, just start naming them off. Who was the last people to do that? The last people in government. It would have been those judges just before the Civil War, the Supreme Court judges that you know, they put injunctions on what Lincoln was wanting to do. And they, you know, they told him, the states have the right to secede, the people, they, you know, you're just a fucking servant. And that's what they told him. They had him arrested. So that tells me that since that time to this date today, every one of them, and I'm talking about the fact that that 14th Amendment, well, there were the states, because when that 14th Amendment was sent out for ratification, okay, there's a ratification process in the real Constitution, the little United, biggest states of these Americas. And that ratification, it says that the legislature for each state will ratify it. Now, and there's also a clause in that particular part of the Constitution that says if it isn't ratified, like if you don't get it ratified, you don't get to just go and try it, do it again and again and again and again. You have to rewrite it. You have to start the whole process from the beginning to the end again. And when the first time they sent that 14th Amendment around, there were states that refused. They said, no, fuck no. This is, fuck no. No goddamn way. They see the North, I mean, they had, you got to believe that after a war, they put their people in key fucking positions for this fucking move. But the ones that said, no, well, you know what? They went down and they declared martial law. Because they'd already established after they put those justices in prison, because that was what it was about, declaring martial law on the people. Now, the only power the government's ever had is within the government. They've never had no power outside the government, out here in our world. We live under the common law and our Bill of Rights, and that's it, plain and simple. But this was the first, he just stood up there. As his only authority, he's the chief clerk. As chief clerk, I mean, he could have declared an emergency within the goddamn government itself, but to suspend the Bill of Rights, did he have that authority? Well, the ninth article said he couldn't have that authority, and that's what the goddamn the justices were saying. You cannot do this. You do not have the authority. This is a violation of the Bill of Rights. Arrest that man. And since to that day, from that day to this day, I mean, right up, I mean, I think back on the day of the Ron Paul, he's going to save us. Old Ron Paul. Remember Ron Paul came up and he said, we violate the Constitution every day. And he was just disgusted with it. Ron Paul, why didn't you come out on the floor of the Congress, like when they were going to do the Patriot Act or any of this shit? And just held it up out there, all the cameras on it. See that? That's the Bill of Rights. That was ratified by all the states, just like the Constitution. Well, he couldn't do that because old Ron Paul knows the difference. Ron Paul knows we're not operating on. In fact, that Bill of Rights is the only lawful document left as a foundation to this country. Every state constitution has been made a corporation. Within a corporation. That's why you have districts within districts. That's why your counties were dissolved in 1982. You live in a district within the District of Columbia, which is a corporate fucking ration. So they're all corporations, and they have, and in direct violation of ratified law by all the fucking people. So that means absolutely that the power has reverted. It would first revert back to the state, so it can't go to there because they're a corporation. They cannot operate as the charter for a free nation. Because that's what the Constitution was. It was a charter for a free nation, and their only duties were to protect that fucking Bill of Rights, to protect the people's freedom. So it automatically reverts back to you and me, and we're reaching here. Oh, they just handed me, this is what's left, that Bill of Rights. But this is the law. This is real law. This is the law talked about in the fifth article. The process of the law. All the rest of this shit is regulation, just like the Forest Service did. We're going to come in and we're going to manage. We're going to manage your public lands. And this is all bullshit anyway, because it was all done under the goddamn admiralty, the administrative admiralty, under a false corporate government that could not be. Now, again, you know, the false corporate government in the Bill of Rights. I mean, like I said, you're coming down to the point to these corporations, because it isn't charters within charters within a free state. It's come down into subcontractors, till we get to one of the subcontractors in Portland and Oregon City. No subcontractors, you know, they're writing down corporate policy for their corporate region. And it is not law. In fact, it is violation of law. It all has to be, because it is all rooted in fraud. So you got Ron Paul, you know, and Rand Paul, boy, he filibustered on that goddamn Patriot Act for 15 hours, was it? I mean, we made a big to-do out of it, didn't they? Because they were removing the fourth article of the People's Bill of Rights. Did he stand up there with that Bill of Rights and put it in his hand and say, "You corporate sons of bitches, I understand this is a corporation, but this is the only lawful document left in this country. And this belongs to the people that are heavily fucking armed. Now, what you're suggesting removes the fourth article. Now, even in the phony ass constitution that you're operating under, which you've turned into a corporate constitution, what would the argument be against Mr. Rand Paul if he did put that up there? What would they say to him? Well, I'm going to tell you what they would say. You are forgetting the 14th Amendment, Mr. Paul. The 14th Amendment says that the people are subjects to the states and government, state and federal government. Subjects do not have rights, therefore the Bill of Rights doesn't exist. You see the game they're playing. But we're at the point, like I said, where they're painted right up against their fucking shoes. You can't go left, you can't go right. I mean, everybody's realizing that these two things can't exist. Either this Bill of Rights does not exist, or that corporate fucking government can't exist. One says that I'm a slave, one says that I'm the fucking owner of this country and a free man. Which one do you think that the standing army that they have built from your resources is going to enforce? Well, there are people in it, that understand what's going on. But that's that one thing that we should be so focused on, 1868. Just that 14th Amendment, that should be enough. I am not a subject. I cannot be a subject, or else there cannot be a Bill of Rights. That's the question I want to stand up there and ask them. Am I a subject under the 14th Amendment, or does this Bill of Rights that was ratified by all the states, was it removed somehow? What part of the Constitution did you use? What authority did you use to remove this and replace it with that? Well, we wrote the 14th Amendment. We sent around and had it ratified. I don't give a shit what you sent around and had ratified. There's no alteration. You still have it as these 10 amendments. I don't see a fucking as much as a comma out of place. How did you change or remove this document? It sure wasn't through no ratification process, was it? Well, it was the 14th Amendment. It was ratified. Yeah, it was. But you went into states and it was not legislated. And the original Constitution says by the legislature. Not by an occupying military force, an occupying military general. They treated it like territories, where they would be, you know, the states that would not ratify, they just came in and just put in a military governor. So actually, the legislature did not ratify that 14th Amendment. Those ratifications from those four or five states that refused, did they? No, the military that could not exist, because there could not be a standing army, because the people were the militia. They were the defensive mechanism in this country. No standing army. So what you did, Mr. Lincoln, was you created a standing army, and then you sent, you ordered. I mean, it's more and more every day. I see it more as the military coup it was, but it was a bloodless coup, because the country, that's why they had the Civil War. So the country be in such disfucking array that people would miss this. There's some people back in the South that didn't miss it, because after the war, the legislatures were already back in place in all the Southern states before the 14th Amendment ever came up. So if you did, you know, want to supposedly the country's, you know, the war's settled and we're back under the Constitution, right? So if you did want to amend that Constitution, you would have had to write out the amendment under the laws of the Constitution, you know, and go through all the procedures and get it up to the point of ratification. And then you would send it to the states. And if the states ratified it, then that would be the law. But there was the states that you did not control. I mean, the scoundrels, you think about the treasonous bastards that did ratify it. I would like to see, I'm going to look that up. I'm going to see what states did ratify the 14th Amendment without having to have a military governor put in place to do it. Because the people who signed that, the point being here is this cabal, this criminal cabal, this international goddamn force, because that's what it was. It was really internationalism coming in from the North, just wanting to take the whole country over anyway. That's why, you know, the South started pushing back. I mean, you had the rich up there, and everybody made money off of it, and a lot of good regular folk died. You know, a lot of insignificance was wiped out in that war. But the end result is the end result. I mean, we understand this. We can understand this talking amongst ourselves, but how would you litigate it? You would go in an admiralty court that can't exist. Do you see what I'm saying here? It's like any other of the rights that they violate. Where is your remedy? You know, you're supposed to have redress for your grievances. You have a right to remedy. Where is your fucking remedy? You cannot take this into the admiralty. It has nothing to do with the admiralty. It's the people's goddamn law. And it is the admiralty that exists right now is a fucking occupation by all. It's a corporate occupation by definition of the English language. So where do you go to get your courts? Oh, you got to go get a lawyer. Go get a lawyer. Why? Why do I got to go get a lawyer? Why can't I just go down to the goddamn court and fill out an affidavit? I know how to, I underwrite an affidavit, write my own affidavits, and just go and have the sheriff. Oh, that's right. Because they removed the common law courts.
Well, now, there are legal laws enforced by threat of violence,
by threat of force. By threat of force.
Right. And that's all they are.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, that's it. And pieces of paper threatening you.
Yeah.
All right? That they're going to enforce violence, right, upon you and throw you in a cage.
And the violence they're going to force upon you is it also, you know, this Bill of Rights, which is the only thing left. I mean, it was never removed, people. It was not even, they didn't even suggest that they removed it. They put that 14th Amendment there. Yeah, but when they put the 14th Amendment there, you go back and look at it, and well, it just cannot be. The 14th Amendment, and this cannot sit in the same document, the Bill of Rights and this 14th Amendment, because the Bill of Rights says the people are the rulers and the government is the servant. The 14th Amendment says that the government is the ruler and the people are the servants. Now, one was ratified by the free states of the legislatures under the old Constitution. The other, the other was signed by some military governors under an illegal military that couldn't exist. So we're back to enforcement. Now we can all agree that is. Go ahead.
Are we advocating taking the law into our own hands?
What we're saying here, brother, is there's only one way to enforce this. I think that's what that second article was all about. I really do. Because
I agree.
Can you tell me another way, brother, that this is, that we're going to enforce this document that is the lawful document of the only lawful document left in this country?
No, there is no other way, but except you've got to brainwash people that were told not to take the law into their own hands.
It's not taking the law into your own hands. This is not taking the law into your own hands. This is enforcing the law of your of the land. This is what militia was for. That true militia was to enforce the rights of the people, to enforce the law.
I understand that, but still, it can be. You know how you construed it can be.
Well, I understand how misconstrued it can be, but I think there's only one goddamn choice here, don't you?
It's going to come down to every individual to stand their ground when they feel that they're infringed upon, and they actually are going to stand for freedom or die for it or live for it.
It's that simple.
Pretty much.
We're standing on Lexington Green. We're standing at Concord Bridge. Either you're going to, they're goddamn, I mean, just think about them boys standing, especially Lexington Green. That, you know, that was a church green. They were standing out there on the green with their rifles, standing in rank. I don't know how many of them there was. It wasn't near as many as the goddamn regiment that came up on them. And all they, I mean, you got a goddamn wall of guns pointing at you. And they're telling you, I'll tell you what. Right then and there, there was no government. There wasn't, those men who walked out on Lexington Green didn't do it by order of any government. Because there was no government, they were an uprising. And it was, we've talked about it before, it was the same aristocrats that had, you know, done the king's bidding in the colonies that was, had oppressed the people to the point to where they walked out on that green. And there was no, but there was no command there. Those men just stood there and said, no, by God, nope. I mean, I have rights, and by God, I'm going to enforce them right here, right now. We're going to get slaughtered here, guys. Make sure you understand, and I'm sure they all understood it. They could see what was standing in front of them. But you know what? I would rather fucking be dead than be your slave, is what it really came down to. And I got to believe that that first trigger was pulled by the individual of all individuals. That one man that just said, fuck you, boom. I'm killing
when
one of
you. They put you in a position to where you have no choice because, you know, you have no food to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't provide for yourself or your family, you know, and the people that you care about. What other choice do you have at that point?
There's no choice here. The thing is, like I've said, the point I'm trying to make here is I'm holding this in my hand. There's only one frickin' way this is going to be enforced. And it ain't going to be, you're not going to build no coalition within these because all these corporations, they control everything down to hell. They're looking inside your house. They're spying on you every fucking where you go. You're not going to get a bunch of people. You're not going to have another Second Continental Congress and everybody get together and put together an army to go fight their army shit. That ain't going to happen. Even the thought of the guerrilla thing, you know, the things that have been tried in the past, there's been different organizations. I can't think of the name of those guys that tried to rob the armored truck and they were going to put together a movement and stuff. And then, you know, the big deal over the Turner Diaries and all of that crap. No, this piece of law was written for the individual. And we were as individuals, they made it clear. Government is fire. Fire. It is a deadly servant. You let it get out of fucking hand, it'll burn your ass. But what we're left here, we can't take this document and we can't go and say to this corporate government and say you have to follow they're not in their individual capacity. They are as officers of a corporation. And we can't go to them as officer corporations and say, you have to, this is the law of the land. You have to follow this. No, I don't. We do the Uniform Commercial Code here. And all of these things they've written, all of these policies they have written that violate our Bill of Rights completely. It is violated to the point to where our courts are gone. So we, once they remove the courts, all I'm saying here, people, once they remove the courts, you got the second article left, okay? You are those men at Concord. You are those men at Lexington. But and it's going to have to be on a, it's going to have to be something to build. I think it's happening right now. I don't think it's something they're going to report on the news. It will be vigilante. I mean, they're going around there. I mean, just like that girl, man, she pops into my mind a lot, that girl getting beat on that beach. What happened? Go ahead. I hear you, brother. But you know, that girl getting, and the thing, the outrage, they're putting these outrages right in your face to show you this is what we can do. And always when you see them, you see like, two or three acres of fucking cop cars. Whoa. Little old me tries to stop this 2 or 3 acres of cop cars, right? Well, you know what? You come after little old me, and little old me ends up getting 5 or 10 of you. There's still a lot of cop cars out there, but then you got to go after the next guy. And once you hit about that, thousandth guy, there's only going to be 2 or 3 cop cars left showing up, huh? Because we outnumber them thousands to one. That's what people are just fucking missing here. And the whole thing of family, you know, that was one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto for the takeover of this country was to destroy the family. The one thing, you fucked with somebody, it ain't that many years ago, brothers, sisters. You harm somebody's family, that fucking family was coming after your ass. Pardon? That family was coming after your ass. You beat a little girl like that got beat on that beach, you big, tough son of a bitch. You just walk out of somewhere, boom, or a knife.
Shit, what? Catch you going sore.
Did you mute us again?
No, I didn't. I didn't mute us.
Yeah, they catch you going to the store. Because you had, but see, that's what's going on here. That's what blows me away is that these son of a bitches, and see, this is where we're reaching the point to where people are going to understand that these fuckers are just right out here around us. There are these cocksuckers that are doing this to us that are violating this fucking thing here with zero power, and there's only a goddamn handful of them. They just walk around us like they were nothing. Some of them have security teams. You think we can't outnumber your security teams? But that's why you're seeing the, like I said, the ricin and this thing with, Ted Cruz and all this stuff. We gotta get guards in this, that shooting of that baseball game, that was a fucking orchestrated thing. You gotta believe it is. Cause they want each one of them to have their own goddamn little military units around them. That's how fucking bad it's getting in. They know the people have figured it out. They know they painted themselves in the corner. They talk about look at what we've seen in just the last, 6 months. You have Trump sitting at a table. Saying we will take their guns, a guaranteed right under our Bill of Rights. We will take their guns and then we will give them the due process. And I said at the time, either he is fucking retarded and he doesn't understand what due process is.
It wasn't even one day before they had a statement out from Kavanaugh about, the Second Amendment and the concealed stuff. Talking about a bait and switch.
Hello. See, but then again, here we come around this Kavanaugh hearing, and the idea here was that the Democrats had already made up their mind that they weren't going to have Kavanaugh, and there wasn't going to be no fair hearing. He wasn't going to get his due process of the law, even the freaked out fucking corporate thing they're calling a due process in that situation. He wasn't going to get that, and that was a bad thing. He understood it then, didn't he? You have to do the process of the law before you take the action. And see, it's coming back to bite them on it. They've no way to go. That's why there's no goddamn news, guys. This hurricane, it's going to be interesting to see what they do after this hurricane because, the reports of the ships off shore and stuff, they're going to come in like they did in New Orleans and come in and start trying to take people's guns or whatever the hell they're going to try. But we're at the impetus here. Either we're going to enforce this piece of paper or we're fucking slaves. That's your choice. Anyway, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And talk to people. Man, go find one of their outrageous laws. Goddamn, there's 10,000 of them out there. These people who want to argue with you. These people, and then, when you show it to them, and dead facts. Now, Which one is it? This was ratified by all the states. This has never changed. It's never been changed. Now, this here is a, what they're calling a regulation that they wrote. Now, which one is the law? And if they say, well, they can write the regulations and stuff, well, I know what you are. You're either one of them or you're a fucking coward. Because you gotta know better. Or either that or can you read and write? You understand what I'm saying, people? And that is the word from the trenches.